winning because he's like, it's a dead heat. I'm like, on locals. Don't you forget we got two other platforms to look at, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
In the end, the three extra votes on Subscribestar decided it. But you still get your fast times. We still get our Phoebe Cates tatas. It's all good.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Just no Kim Cattrall Bush.
Mm. Damn it.
I don't know if we had any Bush on this show before.
Oh, well, there was that one time.
Silent Night, Deadly Night. It might have been some Bush in that. I don't know.
And now we're talking about the granny Bush.
The granny whisker biscuit. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. I remember that it came on and Blake's like, God damn it.
Jackal been smoking the crackle. That's what's going on there, man.
That was fucking hilarious.
How you doing, Sarge? Haven't talked to you in a little while.
Out fucking standing. You know, it cooled down today. It got down to 82. Life is good here. Fucking loving it.
Cooled down. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, from like the 90s and shit.
Yeah, cooled down here was, what was it today, like 60?
Like 56-ish.
Ish.
Yeah.
Well, I was outside without a coat, so I don't think it was in the 50s. Because I had to shoot an elopement, a ceremony only, at a venue that should never, ever hold wedding ceremonies, ever.
Where?
It was this place in Ann Arbor called the Stone Chalet Bed and Breakfast. Now, as a bed and breakfast, it's fine. As a venue, it sucks donkey dick. I was literally walking around just going, thank God I don't have to shoot a reception in this fucking labyrinth. It would not have gone well. They literally put the cake right next to the entrance to the women's shitter. And it's in this really narrow space. And on the wall that I would have had to shoot at, there's a mirror. So I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, the cameraman in the mirror.
Why did you fucking tell? I managed to not get my reflection in a shot where the cake was in a corner full of mirrors on a boat.
Oh, God.
Nice. And I wouldn't have been able to get out of this one. So I'm just glad that I wasn't there for that. Ugh. Yeah, like everything went wrong. Bride was a half hour late getting into her damn dress. All the picture time was gone.
Well, hang on. You and I know how chicks are with time.
I know. And the funny thing is, they all showed up with makeup done, hair done. So there was no reason at all. And they got there at like 2:30. They got there like quarter after two. They were supposed to be ready by 2:30. That was absolutely doable. And yet for some reason, they didn't get ready until almost 3:20.
How many people were in the party?
On her side, 5.
Okay, and when was it supposed to start?
The wedding was supposed to be at 4 o'clock. That got pushed back a little bit. But they were supposed to do like the first look where they see each other, and it's so emotional and everything, at 3 o'clock. That didn't happen until nearly 3:30. So I got to spend like 10 minutes with them, and then I had to go back and film guest arrival and get everything set up. And this was my favorite. It was such a curved, narrow spot. There was only room enough for like 5 rows of chairs in this like crescent circle. Well, I had to put my camera like behind grandma in the wheelchair in the dead center, like behind everybody. I had to ask for a stepladder so I could shoot over everyone and actually control that camera. But ordinarily, I run 4 cameras solo and I can walk around and move them to their appropriate positions, reposition them. Well, in this particular instance, because everything was up against a wall, I couldn't do that. Uh-huh. So I ran 5 cameras all at the same time because I knew that, well, if one fucks up, at least all the rest of them are in nondescript wide shots because I can't control them during the damn ceremony. And I told this bride as soon as she got there, I was like, just so you know, the fancy stuff I normally do, it ain't happening.
Not going to happen.
No, this is going to be the barest of bare possible bones, just like her wedding night is probably going to be.
Uh-oh.
You got to raw dog that shit. But that was my day. That was my weekend. So yesterday was cool. Everybody was just drunk and hammered because the couple was already married. They were just having a party. So by the time like it was speech time for the groom, he got up and he took the mic. He said three words. I'm like, and there's the cocktails.
Yeah.
I can smell it on his breath and I'm 40 feet away. Good times. Damn. Good times. Great. That's my first week back into the fray for this year.
Okay, so right now from here on out, it's busy season again for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, next month is very busy. It's a good problem to have. Good problem to have. Flash Gator says, "Evening, you degenerate savages." Hey, I resemble that remark.
Yep. Yeah.
And of course, it wouldn't be a movie night stream if we didn't have a Bulwer Lytton 2013 category submission from Mungo Harry that goes along with the $50 shot. You'll probably like this one. This is the vile pun category.
I'm pouring some mead here.
Pour some mead. As official Comps Fair limited edition, ladies and germs.
Oh, yes.
What the highway department's chief IT guy for the new computerized roadway hated the most was listening to the smart components complain about being mixed with asphalt instead of silicon and made into speed bumps instead of graceful vases, like the one today from Chip J176. I could have had glass. I could have been a container. I could have been some bottle instead of a bump, which is what I am.
Sweet.
All right, I'll drink to that. I don't have anything else to say. I don't know what you want to tell me.
It's better to have bumps on the road than bumps on your peg D.
That's very true.
Fuck yeah.
You don't speaking of bumps in the road, I got some Sazerac Ride. This was a birthday gift from my buddy Spina. Thank you very much, Spina. It's quite delicious.
How old are you now?
Well, not until Wednesday officially, but because of all the weddings and everything I had scheduled, that was really the only way to do it. Was this last Friday. I turned 43 this coming Wednesday.
43.
Yeah, I forget where I was the other day. I was with like the bridesmaids or something, and they were like, oh, I'm going to be 43. They're like, they give me this look. I'm like, what? I'm like, you fucking with me. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking with you. You don't look 43. And then they just walked away. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
bit of a backhanded comment, but thank you.
It's like, what are you aging out already? That was one thing that I discovered yesterday. I'll have to I'm sure that this is a phenomenon that is going to be well known in the near future, but it's the first time that I've seen it. And I heard about this as well in the news ever since the Ozempic stuff has come out, right? Mm-hmm. The fat positivity movement, by the way, is just like Porky's on streaming. It's gone. Well, one of the bridesmaids yesterday was absolutely taking this stuff.
Was she in full flying squirrel suit?
Just about. Because to just look at her, you would think, okay, here's a thin, average looking woman, slightly exotic descent. Mm-hmm. She was wearing one of those, I don't even know what you would call it. Ladies, maybe you can help me out with this, Suze, if you're watching Calliope. It's called a scooped neck, I think, where there's kind of like an excess bit of fabric that's supposed to kind of lay in the front and for the colletage. You know what I'm saying?
No. That's to hold the neck vagina.
Well, no, this is literally, it's a scooped neck. Okay, if you're talking about a neck vagina, you need a turtleneck. Okay, this is not the technique for that. Well, she's got the scooped neck thing on. But the first thing that I noticed wasn't even that. It was the fact that her skin on her back was now so loose from losing weight so quickly and in such an unhealthy fashion that it seemed to wriggle on her skin as she walked at normal speed. Like, I'm watching her back jiggle.
Dude, that's awesome.
On her bones. And I'm like, it's like a train wreck. I can't look away.
like a jello cake in an earthquake.
And I'm sure y'all have heard about Ozempic vulva, but I'm here to talk to you about Ozempic titties. Okay. It turns out Ozempic titties are shaped like teardrops. And the reason I know this is because of that scooped neck thing. I'm filming, and then all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, can you move your foot? And I move my foot, and then I look to see what's going on. And she, as she's reaching for the floor, the scooped neck thing falls down. And it literally, both of them just go, woo! Like bell-bottom basses. I don't even know what it's called. I was like, ugh. I felt bad for her. I was like, and the funny thing is like that this woman was not, she was not older or anything like that. She was definitely younger than me by about a decade. I'm like, ouch. Yeah. All I can do, I pray that her skin finds its elasticity again.
No, no. She's going to have to get surgery on that.
Make skin elastic again.
They're going to have to saw on that shit. You have the neck vagina hanging down the whole deal.
The thing is, I knew. And as soon as this Ozempic thing started popping off like crazy and everybody was taking it and they're all getting like the sunken cheek zombie look, I knew we were going to start to see stuff like this because they're just going to jump on the way. It's like, I want to be thin and pretty. Well,
okay. Put the effort in to get off your fat fucking ass and go to the gym.
Exercise. Yeah. Lose it healthily.
Don't get fat in the first place.
Oh, some people legit can't help it, but I know that they're the minority.
Put your arms in casts so the Tourette's of the elbow, you can't throw it in your face.
I bet that you'll see these people, they're going to have their arms out to here, right? And then they're just going to get perfected, and just like they pop the peanut M&M, oh, and then they just catch it in their mouth.
I know, but the amount of labor and time it would take to eat, the amount of calories, you still lose weight.
If you can convince them to pop celery instead, that's a winner.
Okay, all right.
Negative calories, my friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, what a day. Wriggle on her skin. Yuck, says Francisco Castano. Yeah. Rusty Shackelford, it's 43, Blake. You're not even a full 2 weeks younger than me. But you're looking a little rough there, Rusty. Look a little boom hour. I was going to mess with you guys. Oh, and of course, this would not be a movie night stream if we did not have memes from the blankets.
I know mine's the best, but let's see yours anyway.
When you're showing some of your meme collection with your friends.
Been there before. True.
Yep. Apple phones, Android phones, window phones. Yeah, I always wondered why Nokia, of all companies, because they always built the brick shithouse phones, went in league with Windows.
Yeah.
Wahoo! Time to collect my pizza! Chef's kiss. Mm. Well, if this were the real Pizzagate, we know it would be on the other side of that gun. Just saying. And a wood chipper out back.
Yeah. Johnny Bravo.
911 emergency. There's a main character in my house stealing the spotlight. Oh, wait, cancel that. It's only me.
Well, I love Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
That was good shit. My buddy Steve actually used to look like Johnny Bravo. He used to have the hair scooped like really high like that. And I was like, dude, you just show up as Johnny Bravo to Halloween. He's like, what would I wear for that? I'm like, what you wearing?
Black shirt, blue pants, and sunglasses. Yep. Done.
Gee, you two have a lot in common. Actually, if you want them to have more in common, change this to New Coke. Because when I tried New Coke, that's exactly what I thought I was drinking.
Oh, that stuff was nasty.
Yeah, I couldn't stand the New Coca-Cola.
What is this here? My reaction when someone says Judeo-Christian value. Is that Sabrina Farpenter? I don't know.
The Nazis weren't actually Christians.
No, they weren't. They claimed to be, but they were not.
No, they were not.
Well, the first thing they did was go around and remove religious iconography from houses. That doesn't sound like Christians to me.
Yeah.
Yep, here's your problem. Someone set this thing to feminism. That is great. Are you two friends? No, yes. I just watched that episode of Star Trek Voyager, too. That's hilarious. Yeah, she is some sort of entity that finds its way onto their holodeck, and she's tired of living alone, and she gets a big old crush on Tuvok there. It's a good episode. When Netflix recasts Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. Man.
It's true, though. You know they would do it.
Yeah.
What the? Nice small head.
It could be better.
So hard. It could be better. It could be worse. MJ fans. Well, hell yeah. Thriller was great. Still the number one selling album of all time.
Yep.
Me when a woman is trying to do stand-up comedy. Correct.
There's a couple outliers, but
Very few.
Far and few between.
There's an Italian chick that is fucking hilarious.
Oh, the Leonardo chick.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But most of the time, it's men suck, my period, sex things. Hmm. There, I just dissected female comedy in about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But what if Elmo is paid $270,000 by the SPLC to say it? Can Elmo say it then?
What's up, homie niggas?
Yeah, I say it for free all the time.
So do I. When was somebody going to pay me for being a racist asshole? How do we end terrorism? ISIS, Somalia airstrike, bomb Iran, stop doing Israel's bidding.
Oh!
He's got a point. He's got a point.
Yeah, it's true. It would be even funnier, though, if like you throw this and then the next panel is like the ridiculous dummy of Dick Jones falling to his death in RoboCop with his arms that are 9 feet long. what do we got here? When it's your first day and you see the fights. Waffle House. Oh, yes. Happens all the time. If you haven't seen this episode of Futurama, it's Jurassic Bark. It's one of the saddest episodes. He told his dog he'd be back, and he stayed there until he died. Oh, that is actually sad.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, that episode hurts, man.
Anything to do with dogs, man.
Yep.
You know, we don't deserve dogs. Ruby Rose after Katy Perry was rubbed her haunted vagina on her face. What? Yeah. You know that feminism has completely lost the plot when now they're turning on each other. I just love to see it.
Well, they turn on each other all the time. It's just a little more funny this time.
Just a little bit. It was, you know, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And let's be honest, after that scene in Orange is the New Black, most of us were hoping it was Ruby Rose.
Yep.
Such a beautiful day, faggots. 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 We get... Is she wearing a shark onesie? She's wearing a shark onesie. In the
fuck?
Why a shark? Oh, it's a mud shark. See, it's muddy. Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's
good
subtle. One. This part of it is subtle. I mean, you can see the black eye clearly, and of course everybody sees this, but this is nice and subtle.
That is funny.
I like my subtle tea with a little lemon and honey.
Yes.
Yes. And this movie is about as subtle as a sledgehammer to the groin. So, but then again, that was high school, right?
Yeah,
pretty much.
I haven't seen this since I was in high school. It's been a long time. Obviously I paused and replayed the Phoebe Cates scene ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But funny enough, like the part that people forget is that, like, yeah, she shows her boobs in this, but the one who's naked all the time is Jennifer Jason Leigh. And she's the one who winds up with the most screwed up plot thread at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Halbert says Katy Perry is disgusting for hooking up with Castro's bastard son. Yeah. Well, she wanted to be the man in the relationship just once.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Or maybe he's the girl and she liked it.
Yeah.
You never
know. Maybe he gave her the burning ring of fire and that would explain that this girl is on fire song. I mean, there's plenty of different interpretations that you could bring to the
burning ring of fire.
Burning ring of fire. I stubbed my toe last night. It's hurt by Johnny Cash. How dare you? I'm sorry.
He's dead now. It's all good.
I know. That's that'd be a cool movie night idea. Music biopics, because there's been some damn good ones.
Oh, yeah. Walk the Line.
That'd Walk the Line. One. We could even bring in the fictional ones, like Walk Hard, a Dewey Cox story. That movie is hilarious.
Get out of here, Dewey. You don't want it. What are you guys doing in here? Do cocaine, Dewey.
Damn
right. I want some of that.
And another one that we just have to do for the sake of sheer genius is The Big Lebowski.
Oh yes. I love that movie.
I'm surprised we haven't done that one sooner.
I love it. Isn't that like a cult classic now?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I love that one.
I love the scene where they're keep dunking his head in the thing. Where's the buddy, Lebowski? It's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
He took that like a champ.
Absolutely.
Like a champ.
Fuck yeah. All right. So I know it says Porky's, but who's ready for some Fast Times?
Yeah. Also, let's let all the supporters know that I'm going to be off the grid
Yes, yes.
Up in what is it?
So you're leaving 29th? Wednesday morning or Tuesday night?
I'm leaving Wednesday afternoon or early morning, and I'll be back the night of the 3rd, maybe the 4th.
Okay. May the 4th be with you. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Said Mike Tyson. All right, fine. Alrighty, so yeah, Pop's gonna be off grid. There may or may not be a Thursday night stream then. It's been a crazy time for me. Of course, and I've mentioned this before, all the corporate gigs that I told specifically don't wait until late April or May to give one knocked out, and I've got one to go. And then of course I've got all this other shit that I've been shooting in the meantime. So I may take the week just to catch up.
All right, well, you do what you gotta do, man.
I do what I gotta do. Oh, yeah, good times. All right, let's watch some
fast times.
Some high school shagnanigans.
Yeah,
incoming.
There's really good lessons here about woman's nature as well,
and very quotable lines, tons of them.
Yes, and we will point them out to you because that's why you're here.
I'm telling you, dude, it's jobs. First, you get the jobs, and then you get the khakis, and then you get the chicks.
Yeah.
Also, my mic chair can lean back now and check this. Oh, that's not the wrong one. Okay, where's the other one? There's the other one. Ah, there we go. That's now I can chill.
That's one thing I need to do. Get a new chair.
Oh, I just got this new one, man. This chair is awesome.
Yeah, because we were cleaning out the place at work and there was a somewhat decent office chair, so I grabbed it.
MCA company, not anymore. You belong to Comcast.
Okay, we don't like them to be called refugees. They're called undocumented. Is this written by Cameron Crowe? Seen peen. Yes, he has.
Yep.
See, this makes me miss the old days.
Yeah, back when the malls were the bomb, diggity.
Yeah.
Song's a little loud, so I'll just turn it down for a little bit.
Rubber Throw Madness!
Amy Heckerling did two films about high school life 10 years apart, both of which became like defining high school movies of their decade. Because she did this one, and then in the 90s, she did Clueless.
Ah.
Oh no, it's Peen. Badass. I love how his parents named him Judge Reinhold. That's like naming your kid Senator.
Look at that preppy look. You show up with a collar like that back in my high school, you get your ass beat.
The cinematographer of Poltergeist. Amazing. Yep, Cameron Crowe, that's what I thought. He later would give us Say Anything, Jerry Maguire. Almost Famous, which I just rewatched. It's fucking great.
See, I'm bad with names, so.
Damn, I haven't watched Almost Famous in a long time.
That's a damn good movie. It holds up.
It is.
Oh, I think Mr. Ed found Porky's for you on YouTube. Let's
talk about of course it's on fucking YouTube. Why wouldn't it be?
Of course.
I'm
going to go over there, okay, and
change the shape. That's the one place I don't look for movies. Section.
Oh, he's too old. She's not even in high school yet.
Smoking's upstairs to your left. Smoking's upstairs to your left. Smoking's upstairs.
They have a smoking section in the movie theaters, isn't it?
Well, it was back in the 80s, man, when...
Back in the day.
You
know
Van Halen tickets?
I could be.
How much you want for something in the first 10 rows?
$20 a piece.
Those tickets are only $12.50.
I don't buy them.
Come on, Arnold. All the other scalpers are sold out.
Scalper? Did you call me a scalper? Listen, gentlemen, I perform a service here.
For Native American.
Costs money.
Yeah.
Now, do you want the tickets or don't you?
Okay, we'll take them.
All right. What did I say? 25? 20.
You could be a dick, just don't be that big of a dick.
Yeah.
Especially not wearing that tie.
Yeah.
$16, right? Well, that whole attire. What's the
matter? You look. Yeah, I mean. I hate working the theater. All the action's on the other side of the mall. It looks like Miami Mice. There she is.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Go for it. He's cute.
Who's that one there?
Take his order.
Which one?
Not her.
Yeah, no, not her. It's Phoebe. Never
heard me. Her right there.
It's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Huh. She looked familiar.
Well, yeah, you remember she was in Hateful Eight? She's the best character in that movie.
Hmm.
She got an Oscar nomination for that one, I think. Hardly working.
Oh, no.
One of the few times it was deserved.
You look like you could still be in high school.
Yeah, no, everybody says that.
How old are you?
19.
Liar! This is how you get in trouble.
Think we could still be friends.
That's how you get. You catch a case, baby.
So what can I get you?
A case
how
of
about
the duh.
A meatball sandwich, a medium Coke, and your phone number.
Don't forget the special sauce. This is how dudes get in trouble, and then they wind up on a list or cuffed and stuffed, and it's not even his fault. He just wanted to get some action. The chick's lied.
Hey, how you doing, Brad?
I recognize her, too, the one in the foreground. I can't remember from what, though.
That is homeboys. They shall serve no prize before their time.
Ugh. That's horrible.
Eric Stoltz. I forgot he was in this.
Oh, no shit. You,
no shirt, no shoes, no cervix.
Uno dinero.
He was in Pulp Fiction, wasn't he?
Oh, fuck yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
Next time I bring an ODM bitch to your house, I'll give her the shot. Give her the shot.
Also in The Prophecy, he was great.
Oh, yeah, with Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
With your wifey's top of a bucket list? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know it.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Right. Learn it.
Learn it. Know it. Live it.
One day you will be in a 3-movie series wearing Cosby sweaters.
Yeah.
That must be the Galleria Mall, because that looks like the one from Commando. So many movies were shot in this mall, Chopping Mall.
Yeah.
I'm going to check just to make sure I'm right, but it looks like the Galleria.
Yes, you can. Guys love that sort of thing.
Really?
The brunette. Yes. What other movies was she in?
Phoebe Cates, she was in Gremlins. Remember, she tells the story about finding her dad dead in the chimney as Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was
hot, wasn't he? She's been naked in all kinds of other stuff, too. You get to see a lot more of her in other movies than you do in this one. Not that I would know or anything.
Oh, look.
I'm Homer.
Oh, look at those old Walkmen.
Ridgemont Mall in Sherman Oaks, California.
Oh, dude. It ain't fitting in there. There you go.
Gotta have the porn in the locker.
Dude, what are you doing? Oh, that's a nice car, too.
Yeah, it is the same mall. They just have different names for it for some reason. Both are in Sherman Oaks.
Another year, torn to the lips.
Hi,
Red. Denise, I think you see God.
Oh, yeah.
For payments, gentlemen, and this beautiful blue four-door luxury sedan is all mine.
Congratulations, you're a fan.
For the low, low price of $140. Hey, see that car? Some alumni gave Jefferson that car for playing football when he was a sophomore. Helped him pick it up.
Slick car.
We go way back, you know.
We go way back. I know guys who know guys.
Hey, Charles, how you doing, buddy? Car looks great. I mean, really terrific. You're really
oh, wow.
It up wonderfully.
Uh-oh.
Don't fuck with it.
The forest through the trees, Whitaker.
Damn, yeah. Didn't realize quite how tall he was.
Shit, oh, he's a big son of a bitch.
Brad, Arnold, what's happening? Can I talk to you a minute?
Sure, man.
I really hate Bronco Burger, man. Ever since they started with the chicken and nuggets, everything went downhill. You have to fry all their greasy food and everything. You have to polish things. And the manager's an asshole.
And the manager makes you polish his asshole.
I'm just wondering,
Arnold, you want to work at All American Burger?
Yeah, well,
I can probably get you in there. Just let me talk to Dennis Taylor.
All right.
Okay.
We're all 25-year-old high school students, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, peach and bongs up in smoke.
Yeah.
Oh. He was actually pretty good in this.
Yeah.
Mr. Hand.
Hello.
That's totally not a reference to this on South Park. It's just rumor control.
I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you.
Motherfucker.
We have a 20-question quiz every Friday. Your grade is the average of all your...
I can't believe he doesn't even know where the classroom is. He's been going to school there, obviously, for 3 years.
He doesn't know what planet he's on right now.
It's like Undead Chronic trying to find his way to one of our streams.
There will be no eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. No eating in this class. You get used to doing your own business on your own time.
My butterfinger, bitches.
I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time. Understand?
Yeah, true enough.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, great. A future Oscar winner for playing a grooming faggot.
Yeah. Spicoli before he was such a douche.
That's where I know her from. The other blonde.
See the globe right there.
Is
the globe right there.
Welcome in.
Oh, please.
If she's back on screen, I'll point her out.
I hear that third attendance bell ring, and all my kids are not here.
Sorry, I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing.
Oh my gosh.
I know that, dude.
Yeah.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Bruh.
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
I have taken the time.
Oh, it's a buddy can't smoke.
The class quizzes and the chapters they cover.
He just threw him out of the class. He showed up. Get out of here, you faggot.
Wait, wait.
All these things happen.
They're smelling it?
It just came off the copier. It smells best.
Oh, yeah, you gotta smell that shit. Oh, yeah.
See that girl with that brunette right there? She looks like a girl I went to high school with.
Well, Phoebe?
Yeah.
Lucky.
I didn't get lucky with her. She barely gave me the time of day. She aged poorly, though.
Yeah, they usually do. Most of the hotties I went to high school with look like Oprah.
Oh, Stacy, please give me a break. You are so
the
much
fat Oprah or the in-between
yeah,
Oprah?
I know.
Most of them look like fat Oprah now.
I think they'd be better in bed. What do you mean better in bed? You do it or you don't? No. They're like... variables that I might not be good at.
Like what variables?
Like, you know, giving blowjobs.
What's the big deal?
I never did it. You've never given a blowjob?
Just treat it like a really warm popsicle.
Stace, it's so easy.
So fucked up.
I know girls who would do shit like this just to fuck with the guys they knew were watching. I used to hang out with a chick who would eat chocolate-covered strawberries in front of this goon on the campus at Wayne State. Bad girl. Bad touch.
Slowly, in and out.
That's what she said.
You got it. Okay. Can I ask you something?
If it's that thin, you probably have a problem.
When a guy has an orgasm, how much comes out?
An average of 3.5 milliliters.
2 to 4 milliliters.
What is this, Scary Movie? A quart or so.
Yeah.
You've done this before.
Oh, the two-headed snake.
I'll get my mom to write a note.
Dead pigs.
We're not talking about the Uniparty on this show, Pop.
Yes, you're right.
Here, it's really disgusting. Do you know what they do? Have you heard?
What?
About the bird?
The bodies are dissected. Mr. Vargas,
I've heard it's the word.
Pulls out parts of the dead body and holds them up, okay? You mean he reaches in and pulls this stuff out?
Well, like,
yeah, it's called a prostate massage, you faggot.
Stomach, tumors, entrails.
Good day, everyone.
Okay!
That guy.
He's always creepy.
I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sango.
I love him in Ghost when he's the Sango guy. Dude, he's awesome in that.
Hell yeah.
The world of life. That is the name of the textbook we will be using in this class.
I'm in love.
Don't play
with
your
mustache. Oh, my God.
The mustache coming in red.
Faggot.
Almost precedent.
I'm in love.
You. Oh, shut up, you fucking idiot.
You are not in love.
What do you mean, wuss? This girl is my exact type.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you see?
You're in lust.
For a biology class.
Do you have a number?
No.
Did you get a name?
No, it's too soon.
It's never too soon, right? I mean, a girl decides how far she's going to let you go in the first 5 minutes.
But you have to talk to her for
15 minutes.
A strange girl in my biology class and say, hello, I'd like you to take your clothes off and jump on me?
I would.
It works on OKCupid.
I can see it all now. It's going to be just like last summer. You fell in love with that girl at the photo mat, bought $40 worth of fucking film, and you never even talked to her. You don't even own a camera.
Will you tell me, Mike? What
no,
should
he
I
was
do?
Waiting 1 hour for her to develop.
Start from the minute you walk into biology, guys. I mean, don't just walk in. I move across the room. And you don't talk to her. Use your face. Use your body. Use everything. That's what I do.
Because I'm an asshole.
I mean, I just send out this vibe, and I have personally found that women do respond.
You're giving chick advice, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You're not manifesting sexual prowess. That's not how that works.
That's the idea. That's the attitude.
The attitude?
Yeah, the attitude dictates that you don't care whether she comes, stays, lays, or prays. I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping. And when you got that, then you have the attitude.
It's called the glorious art of not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Yes. And that does work, actually.
It does.
Once you dial down the fucks, shits, and dams given.
Correctamundo. And literally all that does is put across the idea, true or not, that you're a man with options.
But just look at that girl with the lights coming up.
Wait, you... She painted that with her period blood.
It's a Nissan 280X right there. That's a good ride.
It, but it isn't as good as the Juke.
Hey, look, man. Don't diss the Juke.
The Jukes of Hazzard.
I don't know.
I like that car. It's good gas mileage.
I like it, too, when it drives.
All right.
I fixed it. Shut up. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Gonna take it right in the dumper.
Yeah.
Somebody's baby tonight. If you know what I mean. No, she's gonna make somebody's baby tonight is what's gonna happen.
That's right. There's gonna be a tablespoon of barley delivered right to the warehouse.
Yeah. Didn't even go on a date. He just brought her to the dugout so he could dig her out.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
And so is she. Lied about her age. Hooking up with a dude 10 years older. Nice jacket. Thanks. What could go wrong? I practiced giving a BJ to a carrot today. Would you like to see? It's warm.
Yeah, it is. It's
yeah, if I want my dick peeled.
It's so warm, she looks freezing.
Get your dick peeled.
That sounds awful. Not
sound good at all.
Less teeth, bitch. Less teeth.
Yeah, at least she doesn't have horse teeth. I mean, it's not like she's Sarah Jessica Parker or anything.
Yeah.
Why the long face?
AOC with those telephone pole debarker teeth.
That woman could bite an apple through a chain link fence.
This is how you catch a charge.
That's right. Yeah, this is always my favorite soundtrack for statutory
radio. Uh-oh.
But it's all around.
Oh, Diddy! Yeah! Please!
So she's naked more than anybody in this movie.
Uh-oh.
I don't think he reached for any protection, so yeah, there you go. Ooh. Right in the butt. There you go. Surf Nazis.
Oh, well.
Yeah, she lost her V-card in a dugout that says, disco sucks.
It hurts so bad. Don't worry. Keep doing it. It gets a lot better, I swear. Better.
It better. Raised on the radio, just an all-American boy. I've got my favorite toy. I was raised on the radio. Was that 80s twerking? Yeah, I was raised
on the radio. What kind of car is that, anyway? It's a Ford something or other. It's not
it's
bad.
It's a Buick.
Though. Is it? I think it's a Ford.
No, it's a Buick. And literally, I was just looking at the logo. You blind pool. Bitch.
Your friends use the pool. Your friends messed it up.
Your friends use the pool, too.
I take out the garbage.
I take out the garbage. Somebody else's garbage leaked out of her last night. Ron Johnson. He sounds like a porn actor.
Yeah. Yep.
I was just
his name is Ron that. Johnson.
Mom and Dad seen these?
Not home yet.
Brad.
What?
What would you say if I asked you to put these in the trunk of the cruising vessel and get rid of them for me?
Say, who the hell is Ron Johnson?
Well, he's still wearing your hymen as a cock ring, so.
Yeah,
you're right. Scary. That is a Buick.
I can read, Pop. It's amazing.
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
I love her and all. I mean, she's great in bed. Just that I'm a single, successful guy.
Yeah, flipping burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my last year in school. I mean, this could be the best year of my life.
It's not.
I just feel like I need my freedom now, you know?
Faggot.
Okay.
There's so many dudes who actually go out into college life with that frame of mind, and they wind up sending decent chicks down the road of being cunts.
Yep.
Sauce and broccoli burger.
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Gotcha.
Order for you, Bradley.
Yeah.
Were those flowers really cool?
Yep, that's where I know her. She's from Nightmare on Elm Street. That's Tina. She's the one who gets dragged up the wall and across the ceiling.
Go to the point tonight?
I love how you remember everyone what in the horror point? Movies.
Well, it's kind of my thing, bro.
No,
So Cliff says it's a 1960 Buick Sabre four-door sedan.
Yeah. All right.
Cool for what? We've been going together for 2 years.
I don't want to talk about it here.
I want to talk about it.
She's going to leave him for Johnny Depp, and that's going to be the last mistake she'll ever make. Nah, it wasn't Johnny Depp she was with anyway. It was the other dude, but still. Just...
F
as in, fuck off!
3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? on dope?
Don't ask Spicoli.
A piece of legislation was introduced into Congress by Senator John Platt. It was passed in 1906.
The same year I was born.
This amendment to our Constitution has a profound impact upon all of our... Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus?
You tore up his pink slip and told him to go home, bro.
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy?
I don't know. Ask Kamala
what
Harris.
What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Bruh. He has a bagel in his pants.
Oh, Mr. Han. What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
Sure.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd seeing at the food line.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know, man.
The look on his face is...
It's like he's never been asked a question in his life.
Yeah.
We could fill the fucking Grand Canyon with what you don't know, Sean Penn.
I don't know. That's nice. Mr. Han, will I pass this class?
He's dead now, isn't he?
I don't
know. Oh, he'd be deader than shit by now.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I really like that. You know what?
He had a long run, though. He got up into his 90s.
Sean Penn?
Oh, no.
Sean Penn, he's still around. I thought you were talking about the teacher.
Oh, okay. He had a good run into his 90s, huh?
Yeah.
Sean Penn's probably going to die of Hippo here.
Yep.
Too much butt stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh, now it's Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, he pissed on him. I remember those.
Yeah.
How fucking long do I have to wait?
Christmas sucks. I hate it. You gotta get used to working the holidays.
Yeah, give it 30 years, baby.
I have to quit this job.
It only gets worse.
It only gets worse.
I guess Ron hasn't called yet, huh? Not since November.
Shocker.
Stacy, what does it matter? He's a stereo salesman. What do you want to do? Marry him? Have kids with him? Have this guy come home 50 years old and bald? Have that little Pacific stereo sign on? Come on, Stacy.
Well, she heard that fucking on a subwoofer was fun. She wanted to try it at least once.
Got any Blue Oyster Cult?
Yeah, he definitely pulled on her tweeters just right.
Blue Oyster called, I ate 34 pairs last time. She got teeny tweeters, but they're pretty nice.
That close to working at 7-Eleven, you know.
All you need is a handful, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Tell him.
All right. It's Forrest Dick Kicker.
Well, when are those Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets coming in?
Earth, Wind, and Fire? Jeez, I haven't heard anything, but... The minute I do, I'll let you know. So you know I'm planning on taking my little brother with you. Is that your little brother? He's a good-looking kid. Great. Charles Jefferson for Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a little brother. And I'll let you
Jefferson,
know
huh?
On, okay?
It's his dad, George. Mama Wheezy.
Yeah,
Wheezy. Asking for a friend.
I thought he just flew in for games.
It would have been great if he walked away and called him a honky.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, now go on. Get out of here. Messing up my business. Come on, Brad. Let's go get you a warm-up.
I like to get a little Head Zeppelin listening to Led Zeppelin.
You ready for your moment of truth?
You know, Damone, I noticed I was starting to get a pimple this morning.
Brad,
I thought maybe
the shyness routine is really starting to aggravate. I mean, now, who is she anyways? Right?
Don't give me any negative waves.
I'll look at her.
You're starting to aggravate me.
Aggravate me with my piano scat.
The movie theater. I'm telling you, Rat, if this girl can't smell your qualifications, then who needs her, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
I'm not sure if those are qualifications you're smelling. It might be urine.
Stop fucking around and go get her. Hey, Rat. You gotta ace that jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah.
right, that's cool. You look good. All right, go get it, buddy.
Look like a chomo on his way to Epstein Island.
Yeah.
He's got the small hat nose for it.
And you get 5 cents back. Thanks.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Did I know you're from biology class?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to study your reproductive system.
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. I
want to get access to your bat wing, not pocket.
We keep them. In case you come back. You can look through it if you want.
No, that's cool. It would take too long to look through all that stuff. I'll pick up a new one.
Hold on, yeah. Can I rummage through your box and see if I can find something?
Can I have your phone number so I can ask you out sometime?
You can just ask her out now, you faggot.
Do you have a pen? This one's out of ink.
Stacy, nice to meet you.
I hear her mom's got it going on.
Yeah.
I've got to go.
Jesus Christ.
Great. She's going to give him chlamydia.
No, clubmydia.
Clubmydia?
Because the whole
big
club is going to hit
pussy.
Clubmydia. Yeah,
yeah. You never heard of that before? Join the club?
Join the clubmydia.
And I've got to be fair to myself, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
I think I need my freedom.
You mean you want to smoke pole. That's what you mean, Judge. Especially with that stupid beaky hat on.
Please don't do that.
Can you cover me and register to him?
Okay.
Back to my second job at the gay bar.
This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
Yeah, that would be a big fuck you.
It's 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute.
There's something a little off about that guy. There's something a little ish about him.
Ish about him, yes. You could tell he's like a college professor because he's wearing like the tweed jacket. If he's got elbow patches, it's a deadlock.
Have a minute. Yep. You made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with
Nick Cage? What the fuck are you doing in this movie?
Oh, here we go.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
What's your problem here? Can I help you,
Uh-oh.
Sir? You bet you have a problem.
I'm going to kick.
Employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked.
But she still ate all of it.
Now I'm going to call your supervisor. I can take care of it. Mr. Hamilton? Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Do you inject drugs into your neck? Is that why you have a band-aid on there?
He insulted me first. He called me a moron, Dennis.
Answer me. Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Fuck yes, I did.
Yes. You're fired. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll refund your money right now. Hope you won't hold this against us. Nah, these young kids.
I would leave and wait in the parking lot for his bald ass.
That's right.
Yeah. I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
And I would wait for him as well.
Yep.
Give him a pearl. What have you.
The world's finest surfer showed up today to battle with what's turned out to be the biggest wave to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nathan.
Oh, shit. Taking a break from commenting on Rocky movies.
Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves.
And some rear projection, bro.
Guy on ABC. Danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or
Man,
Bob
that dude's fucking annoying.
This must have been before he met Bob Weinstein and his nose would be brown then.
Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud. Let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Copper Tone Babes at the same
Australian
time.
And the Hawaiian Internationals. Me and Mick are gonna wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
So dumb.
Dad says you have to get up.
It's the best performance of his career. Dad, he has to pretend to be straight.
Again, you butthole. Dad says you're gonna be late again, you booger. Dad, get thrown food at me.
He could have thrown porn at you.
We just want to say that we're not spirit bunnies anymore. We always hated that name.
Now we're groupies.
It's just such a put down. Really? We know you've got a lot of spirit. Everybody, right?
All right!
I did it! You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Yeah. Man. I'm never going to talk to those guys again. I'm the one who got Arnold and Dave their jobs there in the first place.
If you'd apologize to Dennis, I'm sure he'd take you back.
Or take Dennis you in the Taylor. Back.
I'm not going to apologize to that wimp.
With his bow tie, he totally is a chumbo. Just saying.
Because a lot's happening. I really need you this year.
Oh, my God.
Look, Brad.
Here we go.
I've been trying to think of a way to tell you this.
I'm fucking your brother.
We're almost out of school.
Yeah.
It's our last year.
Uh-huh.
And I think we owe it to ourselves to be free.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She was eavesdropping on him in the bathroom.
She wants to become a sorostitute.
She wants to go be a cum slut.
She wants
and Tyrone
to
get
some
offered
club
to turn
media.
My white ass out.
Club media. Need some new members.
Plan. Come on, Demore. Right. I need real help. What do you mean?
This guy turns out to be such an asshole.
This valuable information, you know? But I'll give it to you for free. Okay. What's your 5-point plan? All right. Now pay attention. First of all,
pay attention, mother.
You never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Debbie. Hi.
Debbie does Dallas.
Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Now, three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five. Now, this is most important.
Oh, yeah.
It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Yeah, this is the Bolero of the 80s, apparently.
This is a nice car.
Yeah. I don't think Cashner was on Zeppelin 4.
Do you have Mrs. Joy in English?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she is pretty good.
I'm a trap. I don't know. Cameron Crowe would know if, in fact, he wrote that. Fucker was the youngest writer ever for Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was like 15 or 16. Almost Famous is actually based on his life.
Right? That must be great. You get to see all those free movies. You get free popcorn.
Oh, he's got no money!
You fucked up.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Dude.
And you with no money?
Excuse myself for a moment.
That is the worst.
Are you ready to order here?
Oh, she brought the soundtrack with her.
She will have the knockwurst. And you? I'll have to say. Anything to drink?
Coke.
Two Cokes.
Because you're going to get knocked the fuck out, and it's going to be the worst.
Thank you.
Yeah, Cashmere was on Physical Graffiti. It wasn't on Zeppelin 4.
They fucked up!
Yeah.
It just
looks that way because you're up there.
Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine, except... I left my wallet at home.
Does he go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in, everything. Look, would you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here. Hello? Mike?
Yeah.
he's there because you pushed him. He's following your lead. You took him under your wing. Don't be a dick. I'll ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other,
but just please do this for me. All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks.
It's not even that big of a deal. I'd be like, yeah, sure, no problem. Man.
He's just mad because it was almost time to flip over to the Warbly channel to look for Pip.
Do you want another Coke?
Okay.
She's gonna burp right on your dick later, bro.
Two more Cokes.
Hey, Mark. Mike. Is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Is your fucking wallet, you son of a bitch?
Hey, listen, I found your wallet the other day. Want it back?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was looking for this.
Yeah, my condom is in it.
Oh, Mike, you don't know Stacy Hamilton. Stacy, this is Mike DeMaul.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice meet you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
See you later.
Right.
Can you have the thousand cock stare after just one?
You want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that.
To my Italian sausage.
Careful, because it might be a little spicy.
Very spicy. Spicy meatball.
I'm real sorry someone broke in and stole your tape deck.
Never would have thought it would have happened at such a fancy place.
You want to come in for a sec?
That's all it'll take.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh.
Where's your brother?
He's out tonight with some friends. Can I get you something to drink?
No, no, that's okay.
What, are you a squirter?
Well, do you mind if I change?
Uh-oh.
No.
Okay, could you get this for me? It always
stops. Oh, my God!
Man, she's just going full tilt woogie boogie.
Duh, she's still got, like, leavings from that other dude.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I hope she hosed that out.
One can only hope.
She's got dick crumbs.
Parents are out of town for the weekend. Brad and I are watching the house.
Dick crumbs.
This is a really nice picture of you.
Thanks. You can come in my room if you want.
Oh, here we go.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. 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 Man, she's going full whore.
No kidding, man.
So,
full whore.
I don't know.
She talked about her parents, too. So, I mean, like, what the hell's dad been doing?
A floor. Flat, fat, loose whore. A floor. I like that.
She's Fleur de la Coupe.
Here we go.
It's like double image type thing. You know, it's like a mirror, but it looks
nice.
This is me being stupid.
Yes, you are being stupid.
It's my dog, Gypsy, and my cat, Tulio. They're dead now.
They're dead.
You had Deegan? He always wore the same suit.
Was that 500 of us?
Oh, he was terrible. No, I think it was one.
Oh, you actually have stuff in common. You should get to know each other and, you know, then fuck.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go!
I hope you brought his condom.
Uh-oh.
She still has a stuffy on her bed. I mean, what does that tell you?
You know, I just thought of something. My sister is crazy when it comes to her car.
What?
You want to call her?
No. Look,
She gets crazy.
I mean, that's her car. It's her baby.
You nerdy.
Okay, she's going to anticipate that you know,
I'll see you in class.
Blow it on her leg. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, so, now you just come off like a fag.
He chickened out. You chickened out, man! You chickened out!
I mean, we were all kids once. It is what it is, but...
No, I got you.
I mean, come on.
Fail.
I mean, who says you have to go all the way? Just, you know... just flick her bean and, you know, do your thing.
You could have finger banged her. Tease her, please her, shock her, spock her, showstopper her.
The divorce. Small stakes. Mark Ratner's definitely somebody that you would have to make the first move with. Linda, I did. I made the first move. I made the second move. I made a complete jerk out of myself is what I did. Stace, and the funny thing is that it's usually the Stacys of the world who take bad advice from chicks like this who are lying through their fucking teeth about being whores. And you are a close personal friend
of mine. It's the crash up derby of whores.
Yeah, they're like they're usually like Angela in American Beauty, where they like they talk about all the guys that they bang because they think that's what people do, and then they, it turns out they're virgin. Just really stupid.
I like that car though.
Oh yeah, what's not to like?
It's a shame that what happens to it though.
He's smoking ganj with Lionel Jefferson. What the fuck?
I'll beat your ass. You fuck up my car like that.
People on this should not drive.
Dude, that's a Camaro, man. You're gonna
and
fuck
weed
call
heads
up.
Should not have good cars. Oh no, dude. Forrest is gonna fuck your shit up.
Dude!
You're gonna die!
Dude.
It was orange. You already hit another car.
Yeah, there's been at least three hit and runs.
Dude, I will fuck you up. Totaled. That thing is totaled.
Yep. The dicks of hazard.
My brother's gonna kill us. He's gonna kill us. He's gonna kill you and he's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill us.
Hey, man, just be glad I had fast reflexes.
My brother's gonna shit.
Fast reflexes.
Lying, dude. Is he gonna shit or is he gonna kill us?
First he's gonna shit, then he's gonna kill us.
Maybe he'll shit and kill you at the same time.
Yeah. My old man is a television repairman.
What?
He has the ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
What? Can't fix this car, Smacaulay.
I can fix it.
No, you can't.
Damn. Tatas.
Kill Lincoln.
Kill Lincoln.
That means if you win, I give you $25. If I win, you give me $5.
He's got all those skinny ass ties in his locker. Right, he's got a pink one.
Well, don't forget about the.
Does he wear that one to the gay cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Shit!
Oh yeah!
Well, that's one way to fix this. It.
Oh, dude.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say I'm impressed with the ingenuity here.
Yeah, you, listen, what are you going to do? He's going to kill you. You know what I mean?
She is pissed, huh?
Oh man, now they're gonna win that game.
He's so mad. Fuck
well,
yeah.
Wouldn't you be?
Fuck yeah.
A little bit of necessary roughness coming up here.
Yeah, this was back when football was actual football and not the pussy shit going on today.
You're gonna die!
Oh, fuck.
Someone's gonna die!
They're all, like, freaking out, like, oh, fuck.
Oh! Final injury, retirement. He's having a seizure.
Fucking dying cockroach.
Assassinate Lincoln. Where do they go? John Wilkes Booth High School?
Yeah. Nothing to eat here. What do you mean there's nothing to eat here?
Take a look. There's nothing to like.
Get a trout dog.
Forget it. Do you have any fish here that isn't breaded?
It's all prepared the same way.
Forget it.
Get a whaler.
Oh, but a clam whaler.
I can't believe he's got to wear that costume.
What is he, where's he serving food at now? Butt Pirates of the Caribbean?
God! I couldn't do that.
Come again and have a nice day.
Fucking Log Dong Silvers.
Okay. Thank you. Come again. Do it. Can't wait till I get back. He's going to go on the Butt Pirates of the Caribbean cruise.
For the airline. You'll need him.
Oh, Linda, you have to do this.
Oh, I recognize that swimsuit. You know what's coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Let me test Doug.
Okay. The most satisfactory lovemaking occurs. A, when your mate climaxes first. B, you climax first. C, you and your mate climax together. Climax C. together.
This is going to be great, Brad. It's like the highlight of their day.
Look, maybe we ought to call first. I don't know about dropping in like...
What are you kidding? We're going to surprise them. Look, just fix your collar, all right? Relax.
By now they'll be tanning face down. Surprise butt sex. Just remember, girls like that sort of thing.
Hey, come on, this is clean.
Look, man, it's like riding a bike. You fall off, you get right back. Mess up a day, do it again.
And don't forget to chain her to the telephone pole when you're done.
Yes.
Mm.
I think so.
Giggity.
He's no high school boy.
Hey, come over to help you with your math homework.
Yeah, we're going to tell you how many times one can go into zero.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's 220 times with three flop outs.
Yeah. 7 to 10 minutes of fun.
Yep.
3.5 milliliters of dun dun dun.
Linda,
this is
Mike.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It's full of juices.
Very funny.
It's full of juices.
Lynn, come in.
Hey, Linda, I'll touch your dive. I used to be a champion myself, you know.
Champion bullshitter, maybe.
Uh-oh. Oh my God!
It's a very impressive outfit you got on there, Judge.
Dude, I couldn't walk home in that. I have to change first. I'm like, nah, I can't do this. My shift's over. I'm changing. I'm out of here. Fuck you, man.
Could you keep it down? I have some work to do inside.
Okay.
He's a homosexual.
God, he hardly even talks anymore.
Yeah, I know. He hates wearing a uniform.
Hey, Rat, show them how you can stand.
Don't go in the army then.
Come on.
Oh,
man.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't blame them.
Going after your sister's friends.
That is a legitimate target. Yes,
they are legitimate targets.
Yes, they are. Here it is. The most infamous topless scene in the history of movies.
The scene that has been paused so many times that VHSs were destroyed.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Could you imagine that? Like, you're like the last dude to get to the freaking tape before it basically snaps in half. And you get to this point, you're like, yes. And then the tracking goes all wonky. No!
Here
it is.
Here we go.
The slow motion definitely helps. The next time he goes to work, he's going to have a big cum stain on his pirate uniform.
Yeah.
Checking the house.
Oh shit.
Oh no, no.
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 No! She's gonna catch a mid-dribble.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck.
Oh mid, shit.
Mid dribble. Well, his back was to it. He could say he was pissing.
Yeah, we don't know who was coming or going, man.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
And gush.
Here we go.
Spain on Cuba.
And then whatever the result is, she's probably going to flush.
Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant... Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to...
Sean Penn is an ugly motherfucker, man.
Well, his brother was, too.
How the hell did he ever become an actor?
Again?
I think his dad was in the movie business somehow.
Nepotism, man.
This is the kind of shit that'll make you a legend right here.
Part of the deviled cheese and sausage. Right here, dude.
As long as the double cheese didn't come from the sausage, I would be okay with that.
Yeah. You, dude.
Well, he was on time. And he had to pay for the pizza, so it was there in 20 minutes or less.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
Bruh.
Learning about Cuba. Having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
You can have a slice.
About this, Mr. Han. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
He's not wrong.
Certainly, there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Would you like a slice?
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest.
Oh, so the students who actually do their work.
Get a good one.
Oh, she's gonna cry.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
That's fair play. It's fair play.
Why don't you get a ride with somebody?
Sometimes you keep banging as many dudes as you're doing, your pussy lips are gonna drag.
Listen, Mark Ratner really likes you.
Goodness gracious, if there was a freaking PhD for eye fucking, Jennifer Jason Leigh could teach the class.
Yep.
Seriously, I feel like I get eye fucked through the screen just watching her.
Well, this is me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, sure. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in. Yeah.
He's going to wind up banging his buddies. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Give you some iced tea and then you can teabag me.
It's fucked up, man.
There's gonna be some teabagging going on here, man.
I know what I look like.
Yeah, I know, but it's nice to have pictures of your friends and stuff. You know?
Don't say "and stuff." Just say, "Dad, there are whores here."
Pretty much. That's all I gotta say.
Must be nice.
That's a great fucking movie. We gotta put that one on the list too. The Nice Guys.
There are whores here. That's funny.
Hey, Sarge, you ever seen The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling?
No, I missed that
one. Dude, written and directed by Shane Black, who wrote Lethal Weapon.
This is great.
That's all I need to tell you.
That's actually a really good movie.
It's fucking great.
Isn't that where in the beginning it breaks the dude's arm?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They tell you, doctor, you got a spiral fracture of the left radius. No! No!
Uh-oh.
Just the way that he screams when he breaks his arm, Gosling earned his paycheck.
Uh-oh.
For the love of Mother Mary.
Oh, man. This is so fucked up, man.
And this is when she gets pregnant.
You're really a good kisser.
Yeah? So are you.
She has spaghetti lips. Are you sure about that?
You want to take off your clothes, Mike?
You first.
I mean, oh, I know I'm. I know I'm dating your friend, but.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. I'm actually glad I did not know chicks like this in high school. I mean, I knew them, but thankfully they didn't want anything to do with me. Here they are again.
Here we go! Nice pink socks, faggot.
I tell you, the song is still wrong. She's going to have somebody's baby tonight.
Uh-oh.
A few seconds later.
Two pump chump. And his
no kidding,
notch.
Man.
Are you okay?
Wasn't it good for you?
I came. Didn't you feel it?
Oh, my God.
I guess I did.
I guess I did.
Uh-oh.
I gotta go, Stacy.
I gotta go, Stacy.
I really gotta go.
I gotta go take a shit. She's dripping.
Oh, fucking quickie.
That wasn't even a quickie. That's like a nopey.
Yeah.
It's more like a stabby.
It's a nanosecond-y.
Thug takes forever. He takes 20 to 30 minutes. I thought you said he took 30 to 40 minutes.
She lies. Didn't she get that?
I meant 30 to 40 minutes. Why? How long did Damone take?
Damone? Took 15 to 20 minutes.
Bullshit.
Seconds.
It's not bad.
Not even that, man.
Raised on the radio. Yeah, I was raised on the radio. Just like an all-American
boy. Mike. Hi. God, I haven't seen
you. You look like a chode.
He looks like the faggot version of the dude from AC/DC.
Yeah, he does.
Damn.
Take over the fryer for a while. Those boys at IBM ordered a whole stack of those catch of the day boxes.
The thing is, like, if you know you're a Minuteman, there are ways to around that.
Yes.
Double click her mouse. Give her a cunning linguistic class.
Oh, shit. What's he doing?
Being a chomo.
Hamilton, come over here.
No, I want to come in here.
What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform.
Oh, my God.
You know that?
What kind of appeal
really
do you hope that uniform has,
yes, I
Beardy?
Do. Show a little pride.
Uh-oh, yes, pride.
Well, go away, Naggy Beard. You can at least take the hat off.
Yeah. Ah, he's eating the fucking food order.
Why not? Fuck it.
Like, this is what I'm selling to people? My God, I'm a monster.
Ah, it's making me nauseous just looking at it.
Oh, no.
You're wearing a pirate hat, you dumbass! Oh my God!
How many Muppets had to die so she could wear that shirt? It doesn't matter how cool your car is if you're dressed like a gay butt pirate.
He's throwing the food out. He's quitting. I'm done.
Can you honestly tell me that you forgot? Forgot the magnetism of Robin Zander or the charisma of Rick Nielsen?
That's kid stuff.
Kid stuff? How about the tunes? I want you to want me. The Dream Police, da 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 da. Your mama's all right, your daddy's all right, but just seem a little bit weird.
Oh, here we go.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Uh-oh. He slipped in by the goalie.
I'm doing business. Call me tonight, all right?
I'm doing business, you know.
I'm going to talk to you now.
Don't go away. Look at him.
Yeah, your germ sperm got her pregnant, homo.
This is important, you know, because I could be blowing a big deal.
You blew something else.
Oh, shit.
How do you know it's mine? I mean, we only did it once.
I haven't been with anybody else. I know it's yours.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was your idea. You wanted to do it. You wanted it more than I did.
No.
You could have wrapped your tool, fool.
Yeah.
All right. Take it back.
I take it back.
Look, we got to do something about it. I mean, we got to get an abortion. My brother Art got his girlfriend one once. It's simple. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I got that plan. It's going to cost $150 at the free clinic.
It's going to cost $150 at the free clinic.
Uh-huh.
That sounds weird, baby.
Forever. Yeah.
Half, okay? And a ride to the clinic?
$75 and a ride.
Well, you already got the ride.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
This is why you don't have sex in high school, I'm just saying.
Or be smart about it.
Even then, dude, like most people, like even the smart ones in high school are still fucking kids.
I know time's a tight man, but I really need it.
Wear a condom. Hey,
come on, when you needed the tickets, I got them for you, right? So close to stage, you probably.
It's like, the thing is, I was a smarter person in high school, but I knew that the other people I went to high school with were fucking retards, so I just stayed away.
Fair enough.
Can't give you what I don't have. All right, look, just forget about it. All right, forgot. All right, look, I'll get it from you Thursday. Okay?
I was safe. I dated a band geek. Although that changed for her after American Pie came out. Yeah, she played the flute.
Since happened.
I remember the first time we talked about that movie. I took her to go see the second one. She's like, yeah, my life changed after that first one came out. Fucking flute players.
That's pretty funny.
I asked her about Bandcamp. She's like, it's not really like that.
Well,
I don't know.
It is, baby.
Is my name Stacy?
Uh-oh. Oh, dude. So he's standing her up? Oh, my God. What an
well,
asshole.
It's amazing, you know, when you fuck people you don't know whether or not they're responsible, upward, you know, like upstanding dudes or not. You know, I mean, it's,
yeah.
It's almost like this movie is trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
See you later.
Okay.
Like, don't have sex in high school. Don't whack off to Phoebe Cates without locking the door. Those are two valuable lessons by themselves.
Oh, shit. He just caught her.
She's going to the Borshion Clinic.
Debbie, you ready to leave?
Thank you.
Debbie's going back to doing Dallas.
I can't let you go unless you have a ride home.
Oh, I told my boyfriend to meet me downstairs.
Okay.
Thanks. You're going to slowly bleed to death.
Walking a little bow-legged there after the shop.
Uh-oh.
Your twat.
You should get snooch hoovered.
So when do you go bowling anyway?
She likes playing with balls.
Come on. Who did it?
I just want to know so I can go talk to him.
That's a perfectly legitimate question for Big Brother to ask. I'm just saying. He'd be derelict in his duty if he didn't.
Just be your secret. You all right?
Yeah.
Do I need to go beat somebody's ass? That would be my next question. Okay, so he's derelict in his duty on that front.
Yeah.
I would find out.
Listen,
sooner or later she's gonna tell on him.
I'm gonna I'd kick the shit out of him.
Oh yeah.
Little prick.
He would live. He would live. Barely.
He'd live, but you know, face and gut would be viable targets. Just saying.
Well, Mike DeMone's a no-brain little prick, Stacy. I'm not going to let him get away with this.
Yeah, a little prick or not, apparently it works.
Do anything. I don't
don't even like the guy.
Unless he shoots projectiles.